Your suggestion is a 4-story tall pool.
Welcome to the World Series of Chicken Fights. We're here to establish who is the dominant party on top of the shoulders of the world.
Yes, chicken fights are about standing on the shoulders of giants, and I feel like in this epic moment, we have two of the greatest giants in the sport of all time.
Yes, Kilgore Giants and Slaygore Giants. Because you need a giant as a base. And, a mystical wizard as your top.
Of course you do. And, I really appreciate the commitment to the sport, Barry, that they've actually renamed themselves with the last name Giant, just to make it clear. And the Wizards are in top form, wouldn't you say?
Couldn't agree more, Sam. Wizards and Giants in top form for this ultimate World Series of chicken fighting.
Yes, and there's plenty of splashing, as you can see, they're warming up. And, that's something you don't see often in a pool, a cat of nine tails.
No, it seems that the Kilgore team, with the wizard counterpart, Kill Wizard, both of them have Kill in the name, because that's their... that's their team. Have summoned cats because the other team is allergic. So it's a good strategy to throw the other team off balance.
Good lord. There it is. Yes, he's cast the spell of the cat and a cat-nado has swirled into the pool and is biting and scratching. The water is running red. This competition has already begun.
Yeah, let's bring in our medical expert to dissect this a little more. Dr. Hammerschmidt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. That's right, it's a big medical calamity all around. Cat allergies and... tornadoes of some sort or another. It's a big health hazard. And so the league's trying to do a really good job of trying to make sure that our players and chickens are absolutely safe. And, to that measure, we have introduced, drinking straws. They will protect all of our players, going forward. And, we believe that all of these medical problems should go away if we just give our players drinking straws.
Dr. Hammerschmidt, I am noticing a lot of first-degree wounds out there. It looks pretty intense. Do these straws protect us legally from any sort of lawsuit type of situation? Just making idle chit-chat here.
Yes, that's absolutely right. The straws have a legal disclaimer that says that upon using this straw, you will be further... stripped of all of your legal rights and all of the above.
So, do the straws help the Slay team get medicine such as Benadryl into their systems quicker, which will help get back out into the pool after this catenado we've just witnessed?
Yes, in fact, the entire straw is, made of pharmaceuticals of all sorts. As the player or chicken sucks on the straw, it slowly decomposes in their mouth and medicates them.
I love it. You know, Dr. Hammerschmidt, I'm asking for a friend here. Can these straws be used for recreational drugs or such things as Viagra in combination with recreational drugs? Should someone want to? Asking for a friend, of course.
Well, you can find our straws at our store. Chickens and humans playingsports.com. That is exactly right.
I'm writing as fast as I can here. And .com, you said. Oh, perfect. I'll send this to my friend.
Nice. I hope your friend enjoys. There's a bit of a steep markup, but we strive to make the best product for all of our lovely fans.
So,
Giants.
Yeah?
We need to go out and understand the game plan. The catenator worked perfectly.
Yes.
So what's our next move?
Well, first of all, I'm definitely digging this straw full of painkillers, that's for sure. Then the next move is lasers?
Okay, lasers. Coach, what do you think about lasers?
Lasers. The lasers. We tried lasers back in 1946, and we darn near blew off the entire field. It's a very dangerous thing to happen. I never wanted to tell people this, but my arm got lost because of that laser over there. So if you all want to do it, just remember, bad things could happen.
Coach, we've been working together for 27 years, and I've never had the courage to ask about your missing arm, but it's good to know that you lost it gloriously on the field of battle.
Yeah, well, I've been having a lot of complications from that ever since, and it's good to know that you think of me as a hero. I'm just saying here, there are costs to being a hero. There are costs to winning. And I'm just your old coach here. Just remember, there are things you can do on this sport that can really cause you to regret a lot of things.
But coach, Ricky here believes that we should win at all costs. Also, there's this magical straw full of feel-good juice that makes everything go away, pain-wise.
Oh, yes, the feel-good juice. When we repeated as champions in 1947, that's actually what got us through. I was actually nursing a leg injury, and, after I drank the feel-good juice, we won, and then my leg fell off. That's why I got a bum leg here, too, as well. So,
good Lord.
Like you said, there are things you do on this field that you can regret. You will regret, not to discourage you at all. I mean, we could still go through with all this. I'm just, it's just been tough. It's just been tough this season, being in isolation without any other human contact. It's just, I've been getting a bit on the downers.
Here's some tissue, Coach. We hate to see you cry.
I mean, normally I try to not reveal my past because, you all go out and win for the glory of the league. But, You all go do your thing. Do your thing.
Thank you for letting us be part of your emotional healing process. By the way, yeah, I always wanted to know about your leg, and now I can see why this sport is so painful, yet beautiful in a profound kind of way.
It sure is. I know we're supposed to be talking about a strategy meeting. I say, just go for the lasers. Might turn out differently this time. That's all.
What could go wrong in 1973, 40 for 26 years after we tried it the first time?
What could go wrong?
I mean, laser technology has come a long way. I'm not sure if it could possibly happen again. I hope I hope you don't have to watch your team get destroyed by lasers before your very eyes. Hey, you know what? Let's go for it. Why not?
Yeah, what can happen? What can go wrong? It appears that they have trotted on the lasers onto the field. Seems like an unprecedented thing. I haven't seen this in my 25 years of commentating. Has anyone else? I mean,
I couldn't agree with you more, Larry. And here's another thing you don't see every day. The coach of the team bringing the lasers out is openly weeping. He seems to be a heap of tears as they cart on their secret weapon.
No, it seems like we all missed the great laser fire of 1946.
I've never heard of that before. I mean, I've heard that lasers are very harmful on the field. But in my 25 years of commentating, I must have just missed it, then.
Yes, many of us have blacked it out of our memory. It was such a painful thing that that nobody admits to ever happening. But it may or may not have happened. In any case, for legal reasons, we have to deny that. So possibly. It could have been quite painful, as things often are.
Yes, but it does show Team Kilgore's dedication to winning. They really want to put this game of chicken to rest and really take out the Slay team.
That's right, and that's absolutely right. And looks like now there is, in fact, a fire starting on the center of the field. There is a big fire. There's a big fire. It's coming up to the booth now.
Go, boy. And I'm starting to feel some heat. Are you starting to feel some heat? Now, doctor, were we to catch on fire, what would be the best form of therapy for such an event? Oh, it stings.
Consulting a local chicken shaman would actually be the appropriate thing to do here. We have, in fact, our services on our website as well.
Oh.
Charging $300 an hour for all sorts of fire remedies.
Call on the medicine man. That's great medicine. I can't help but notice that the entire pool is engulfed in flames, and the coach apparently is dousing them with his own tears, which are extremely prolific.
Ah, yes, the tears of a sad, sad coach. The saddest thing this sport has ever seen.
You hate to see your entire team burned to ashes, and experiencing that must be painful for the man. I respect that he's still out there.
It seems like Team Slay has decided to exit the pool and call 911. Let's tune into that.
All right, you guys. Sportsmanship is what we value in the utmost. And yes, we are winning, but at what cost?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, be tattletales that they used a laser, but I feel like that isn't a very nice thing to do.
It's painful.
It really wasn't. It really, really wasn't. We were gonna win the game fair and square until they trotted out that laser. I honestly don't feel like that bad for them.
I mean, if karma was took a form, it would be a fire that consumed the people who were trying to use it against their opponent, wouldn't it?
Right. Well, it's like hypothetically, we could call 911 right now and have them put out the fire, because that would be a responsible thing to do. Just as, you know, the top wizard and talking to my bottom giant. Or we could come in and bring an even bigger laser.
And erase all of the evidence. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think erasing mistakes with bigger mistakes is the best way to solve any problem, you guys. I mean, remember the time we went camping and set fire to that cabin by accident?
I do.
Coach, I do.
And then, you know, we actually started a forest fire and just blamed it on the forest fire, which was perfect.
I love it when you can blame things on themselves.
Right?
It's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah, and then when we're all done, we'll just call 911 and blame the fire on the people who arrived.
Firefighters, it's your fault there's a fire.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ugh.
We're so exonerated.
Fire up our laser.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yes.
Such a great idea. Yeah.
Love it.
Such a great idea to just, like, pivot from, like, criminal enterprises to, like, this sport that we all love.
Yeah. Imagine before that we were just, like, robbing wizard banks and, you know,
assimilating them into our bodies. Yeah.
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 Absorbing entire banks of wizard gold into our bodies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now we finally get to use those wizards for a good end.
I love it. We've come a long way, you guys. I mean, from small-time crooks to big-time Olympic athletes with lasers.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have some of that feel-good juice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here, take both of ours.
Oh, seventh in heaven. Yeah. Chocolate donuts. Nice.
Well, it seems like the Slade team is diverted from their strategy of calling the authorities to bringing out their own laser. Interesting.
Nice pivot. And I would say this. I have never seen such a magnificent laser in my life. It's breathtaking.
No, it is beautiful. And have you ever noticed when the wizard walks that, you know, little gold droplets just kind of leave their body, almost like they swallowed a bank?
Yeah, come to think of it, yeah, I really, really think so. Those are, in fact, gold droplets. And it looks like those gold droplets are kind of melting on the field now, given that there's two lasers flying around. I'm actually kind of surprised in this booth that we haven't been melted yet. But,
You know, Doctor, I know you're not a lawyer, but in the case of the lasers hitting the gold and atoms splitting and us potentially causing a nuclear event, is there any way medically we're liable to deal with the fallout, nuclear?
Yes, we have actually thought of that eventuality. In fact, what's going to happen is we will set up a fund we will collect the melted gold and use that as a fund to support our legal costs. In that case, yes, you may also find the details on our website as well.
Yes, what is said website? I'm writing as fast as I can. Gonna donate.
Well, there's a lot of different URLs. The one that comes to mind, because yeah, we have like five different domains now. Don't remember the original one that I gave you, but the one for this defense fund is chickensandhumanslegal.com.
Click, yes. Click, click. There it is. I love the logo, by the way.
Yeah.
Animated GIFs are going to make a comeback in a big way. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I love that the chicken's just wearing this giant judge's robe and has the wig.
Powdered wig.
The powdered wig.
And he's swinging that gavel with his animated GIF arm like, order in the court.
That chicken means business.
Click here to donate. Boom.
Yeah. I sure do love this great sport of ours.
Yes, well, as the two lasers have connected and are swirling and creating a fire in this pool, I think we've learned a valuable lesson, which is that lasers
are
dangerous.
Lasers are dangerous. I told you all that lasers were dangerous. I didn't want to get in the way of your plans, but look at what's happening now.
Crying coach. Yes, the lasers have intersected and we've created a singular event. And I want you to know that you can find out everything you need about this at lasersaredangerouslyawesome.com. And you want http://www. Oh, was it HTTPS? Anyways, that's the way.
I made that site as a warning, not as a novelty item.
Well.
I'm sorry we didn't listen to you, but the Kilgore team is not one for listening. We're one for doing.
Yeah.
And doing means taking action. And action means bringing a laser to a pool and winning at all cost, which means firing a laser and creating a reaction for fire.
That is literally what our action means. Figuratively, yes, we went rogue. But actually, you know, we literally caused a nuclear event and opened a hole in time and space. And here we are. In another dimension.
Yeah, did we make chickens come out of this hole in the pool through this new dimension? Yes. But that's because we create action. Guess what? The Slay team also is kind of allergic to chickens too, which is ironic because they compete in the Chicken World Series. Even though there aren't really actually chickens when you play chicken in a pool, we manifested that with our lasers touching each other. Because you never know what happens when lasers touch each other.
It's right. We stay true to the spirit of the game.
Win at all costs.
And chickens.
And lasers.
You know, as a member of the Slay team, I can't believe you guys were so mean and just acted up all of our allergies.
My nose right now just feels so.
Look, I got a liquid Allegra that I can put in this straw if that'll help. It's an antihistamine.
Well, there's still a fire going on in the field. But my nose does feel better now.
Yeah. Well, we have to finish our plan, Slay, and call the fire department and then run away.
Right, exactly. I forgot about that.
We gotta find a way to blame it on some something else. Oh yeah. Let's just burn everything and then we'll say it was we've angered our gods.
Oh, perfect. That's better than calling the fire department.
Yeah. Great idea.
We're going to turn the laser to the announcing booth. So then that catches on fire because then the wires from the announcing booth will go out to the trees surrounding the pool, which will then cause everything else to be on fire. Ready? I'm going to turn it.
Barry, okay. I can't help but notice that they're facing the laser towards us. It's almost as if they're trying to get rid of their only witnesses to... Oh, God!
I'm on fire.
The world is melting. Hold me.
Okay.
No, you, doctor, you hold me.
Oh, fuck you.
See?